This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Say, did you vote in the primary runoff elections? Well, if not, you are hardly alone. In fact, you are in the vast majority. According to the Texas election source, fewer than a million ballots were cast in total in the primary runoffs. For the Democrats, it was the lowest primary runoff turnout with a governor's race on the ballot in almost a century. The Texas election source reports the Republicans actually had one of the highest turnouts for a runoff election year, but the percentage of voter participation was still just around 3%. Does Texas need to rethink primary runoffs? You know, we're one of just 10 states that have them. For some perspective, we turn now to Sherry Greenberg. She is a professor at the University of Texas at Austin's LBJ School of Public Affairs. Sherry, good to talk with you again.
Wonderful to be with you.
Well, what do you think when you see turnout numbers like we did this election? What runs through your mind?
Well, I think about turnout in general in the United States, and it's very unfortunate. The United States has very low voter turnout across the United States when we are compared to most other developed countries. And then, of course, when you look not just at the United States, but at the state of Texas, it pains me to say that Texas, year after year, is one of the lowest states as far as turnout. We typically rank in the bottom five, and in fact, during the last presidential election, again, vote, we were ranked in the bottom five for the third consecutive presidential election.
So is it something in the water? Is it the heat? Is it a matter of lackluster candidates? Is it grassroots efforts falling flat? What is going on?
I think that there are multiple reasons for this. And when you were talking about the statistics in the runoff that we just had, one of the things that comes to mind is gerrymandering. Now, this is not unique. We see gerrymandering across the United States. And with that, I mean when you draw districts for people to run in, they're drawn by the legislature, and they are typically drawn to protect incumbents and to protect the party in power. And so that does, I believe, depress runoff, particularly in states that are so lopsided. If you feel that, for instance, only the Democrats can win or only the Republicans can win, then that's going to depress voter turnout. And we've seen that historically. So I think that that is one issue. Another issue is the demographics of Texas. We are a very young state as far as population, and we are a state with many immigrants. So that's another factor. And in fact, a third of the state's Hispanic population isn't a voting age. And we also see that voters over 65 in Texas are much more likely to vote. So I think all of those are factors in low turnout here in Texas.
I want to ask you about something. If Texas is just one of fewer than a dozen states who hold primary runoffs, what do the other states do? How do they deal with this? And maybe, I mean, should we be doing something different?
Well, there are various ways that states deal with it. California is an interesting one because people don't even run in primaries as far as by party. You run and the top two would then be in a runoff. And this is something that, professors and people in the media and people in the legislature have been grappling with for decades, really, here in Texas. One issue that comes up is, are there too many elections, right? Are there just too many elections, period? Because we have a lot of elections at the local levels, too. Let's not forget that. You have elections for your school board. You can have elections for your water district, special elections where you have local bonds. So one thing that legislators have tried to do over the years is to reduce the number of election dates. This issue that you're getting at with the primaries, is it simply a matter of voter fatigue? But I think it's more complicated than that. I think that, as I mentioned, gerrymandering is a huge issue. And the fact that so many races and districts are not seen as competitive, and I think that needs to be fixed. And of course, education.
Sherry Greenberg is a professor at UT Austin's LBJ School of Public Affairs. Professor, thanks so much for taking a few minutes out to talk with us. We certainly appreciate it.
You are very welcome. My pleasure.
And you are listening to the Texas Standard.